Today's scriptures in the New Testament, Luke chapter 24. We're going to read verses 30 through 32. When he was at the table with them, he took and broke the bread and gave thanks for it and began to give it to them. And then their eyes were opened and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?"
Father, forgive me for any time that I have failed to recognize your presence in my life. Lord, I know that whatever I do, you are there to witness it. Teach me, Lord, teach me the things of your kingdom. Teach me how important it is to seek your face and to pray for revival. Amen.
See, I just picture, and you think about this, but I just picture in that verse in Luke, those disciples, because it's being told by Luke, who wasn't there, but those disciples just had to have that slap to the forehead, because they talked with this man, and he opened the scriptures to them, and their hearts burned about what he was telling them. But until he broke that bread, they didn't know who he was. And they just, I bet they were just kind of running around trying to find him. Think about the presence of the Father today. Think about the presence of Jesus in your life. Do you know that whatever you do or say throughout your day, the Lord is a witness to it? Paul tells us we are surrounded by a myriad of witnesses. It means angels, but it also means those in real life. That guy sitting in the cubicle next to you in the office. When you're mad, do you go off the handle? Do you say things you shouldn't? Or do you say, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord," and then they look at you and want to know what you have?
Today's action. Today, be extremely aware of the Lord's presence. Jesus is right there with you, at work, at home, at the grocery store, at the mall. Wherever you are, he is there. He is a silent witness to everything you do. It's a good time to start living by the saying, "What would Jesus do?" Today's treasure is found in Ephesians 3:16. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man.
You know, if you can't answer that question, what would Jesus do? Start studying his life. We have four Gospels that give us a beautiful insight to our Savior. No, they don't tell us of his childhood. They tell us of his important life to us. It doesn't matter what Jesus was like as a child. What it matters is what Jesus did for you and I. Does he still make your heart burn? Does it burn within you when you read these words? Do they become life to you, or is it just words in a book written many years ago? If you want a personal revival, my friends, it better burn in your heart. And you better ask him to make it burn.